Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top-secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
Welcome to the 2016 annual Geek Cave Steamer Awards. It's the gaming podcast. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
All right, so, it's a wonderful time of year where, you know, we get together, we reflect on everything that pissed us off over the year. Hey, Konami, how you doing? Doing good? You look good. You look good. Sit down. A little closer. Okay.
We need to talk.
Yeah.
In fact, if you could lay down right over there.
Yeah, by the train tracks.
I got you this nice rope.
So, Konami, you and I have had like a really long relationship. I mean, you gave us Contra and The Adventures of Bayou Billy and a whole bunch of other games you don't make anymore either.
Well, they don't make any money.
Well, Contra made money.
Why else would they be getting rid of them?
Well, we'll get into that too. But the biggest thing that really has always warmed my heart is the Metal Gear series, because it's just so damn strange, but at the same time, it's wonderful. So imagine my distress when Hideo Kojima, who created the Metal Gear series and has given you a whole hell of a lot of money through that series, when word got out in February that there were problems and that you were taking his name off of the box of the very game he was making, Metal Gear Solid 5. That was weird, but surely that couldn't be the case. Or how about the time that you took his development team and cut off their funding for some reason no one would tell us? Or how about the time that anytime anyone's asked you questions about that, you blacklist them? You actually have blocked me from emailing you now, as well as Jim Sterling, Destructoid, Kotaku, and a whole bunch of other more legit people than me.
And really, that's saying something. Who's more legit than the Geek Cave?
Seriously.
I don't know.
But then,
at the end of the day, Darren is too legit to quit.
Uh-huh. But then there's...
I feel like I need to shift my hips rapidly.
Metal Gear.
Well, you are wearing parachute pants.
Metal Gear Solid 5 came out. It was great. But then we started finding out that the ending to the game was rushed. That a key cutscene was cut because you wanted to get the game out the door. And as a result, we got an incomplete ending. What's up with that, guys? That's not what Kojima would have done.
I actually didn't hear this. How incomplete?
Look up... I don't remember what the last mission number is in Metal Gear Solid 5, but there's actually two more buried in the code.
Really?
And so the ending that you get is incomplete.
DLC.
No, actually, no.
No,
no, they just decided not to do it.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's kind of messed up. But then the straw that broke the proverbial camouflaged camel's back came in December, when at the Game Awards, Jeff Keighley, a very highly respected game journalist who's probably now on your shit list because he had the temerity or the, you know, quote-unquote cojones to call you out on something, points out that your lawyers prevented Hideo Kojima from even accepting an award that was for him because you just didn't want him there. He was still under contract. He was still your employee. There's no reason he shouldn't have been able to accept an award because of the fact that he made you all... I'm sorry, I'm rambling. You suck! What the hell, guys? How would you treat...
How am I supposed to follow that with my nominee?
Hideo Kojima has been mistreated by Konami, a company that mistreats a lot of their employees, apparently. In fact, the article that got Kotaku on their shit list pointed out through interviews with employees that wish to remain anonymous that Konami hovers over them all the time, literally all the time, while they're making games, and if they try to use a little bit of creativity instead of what is all about the bottom dollar, they find themselves demoted. as in no longer working games. Welcome to the mailroom. You don't get fired. You just get moved. We're not going to fire you. We're going to break your spirit and make you quit. So, Konami, I don't know what happened to you. You even gave us the best Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles games of our generation. Turtles in Time, the arcade game. And now you're just assholes. That's my nominee for the Crystal Steamers, Konami.
Wow.
Chad, what you got?
Like I said, it's hard. I had South by Southwest for canceling the panels on online harassment.
Ah, yeah.
Which kind of, I guess, falls in a similar vein, but much less targeted. There were two panels that were specifically to deal with online harassment, sexual harassment and online harassment in games. It didn't have anything to do with Anita Sarkeesian. There was other stuff going on. And I guess the way that South by Southwest works is that all the panels have basically its own comment thread. And most panels only get a couple of comments before things go up. The one that they had on how to stop online harassment, basically through design, you know, through button layout, through privacy settings, here, there, and yonder, had over 100, most of them completely negative. And so South by Southwest canceled it. It's like, the problem's too big for us to address. How can we have a panel on online harassment when there's so much online harassment preventing us from talking about it?
Oh, Lord.
And I'm not going to rant about it, otherwise it just, that was, when I was looking at the state of games, it's like...
That's a pretty big one.
That hit me. That was before the Hideo Kojima thing. This was back in October that I really read about it.
Yeah, the Kojima thing's been going on for about a year.
Yeah, but
I
don't play Metal Gear, which has been what his primary output has been the last.
Yeah, his magnus opus, if you will, so...
Yeah. Magnum opus.
Magnum opus, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, his magneto opus, yes.
If you're going to use Latin...
You're right. You're right. I shouldn't futz around with stuff I don't know.
Doesn't magnum opus translate into Tom Selleck's mustache?
No, although that would be considered a magnum opus. Certainly, his great work.
His Est Bay Iris say.
I don't know. I hear Blue Bloods is really good.
No, I'm not talking about... Magnum P.I. I'm talking about Hideo Kojima.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. We wandered off into mustache territory, and I kind of...
It's easy to get off topic when we speak facial hair.
But enough about Kent Harris.
As I think about the state of gaming, and it worries me a little bit, it's the number one reason I don't play online games, is because I don't want to have to hit the mute button.
Yeah.
Because the people against or with whom I'm playing are being jerks.
Yeah.
Whether they're being jerks to me or whether they're being jerks to one of the other, you know, six people that are online at the time. So seeing something like South by Southwest, which is a huge, you know, gaming thing, say, yeah, we don't feel comfortable or safe or with this.
That's pretty messed up.
I mean, that's problematic.
Unfortunately, we live in a world where there is zero accountability for what you do in terms of online.
And every time somebody tries to come up with accountability, you get a, you're censoring the internet!
Yeah, no. I mean, unfortunately, all the little precious snowflakes that grew up in the 90s are now fully entitled to be dicks. And have complete anonymity to do so. So I don't know if we should go back in time and beat the living shit out of them and their parents, or if we should just, you know, round them up and beat the shit out of them now. Because either way, I'm okay.
So you're encouraging hashtag time travel spanking.
Let's come up with something less sexy to call it.
Huh. Yeah, let's call it something else.
Time travel discipline.
Time travel discipline.
Yeah. Like time cop?
Oh, well, you know, the more I think of it, Valve really wanted to get an award this year So right at the end, right at the end, they snuck in with whatever the hell happened around Christmas time and Steam.
Well, Darren, as we discussed before recording, it wouldn't be Christmas without a gaming network failure.
Yeah. Oh, my.
And Steam really...
steamed it up. Isn't it fitting that we're doing the Crystal Steamers right now?
And I mean, Steam.
Oh, that's... Whether it was a hack or a glitch or a mistake, you know, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Darren, what actually happened?
People logged...
Beautiful Christmas.
Okay, let's say you get a gaming PC for Christmas or some gift cards for Steam.
I do like fantasy.
Not likely, but yes.
All right, or you got yourself a gaming PC for Christmas. You log into Steam and let's say you are an English-speaking female in the United States. And you log in.
That sounds like me.
Yeah.
You log in, and now you're a Croatian male. Because somehow you logged into your account, but you can see all the details on his, and vice versa.
But on the upside, no one else knows you're an English-speaking female, so you won't get harassed.
Okay, all right.
There's truth to this.
See?
Silver linings aside. Valve actually had to, in an unprecedented move, shut down all Steam services for more than 5 hours. This included access to your games. Mm-hmm. Because, if you didn't go into offline mode beforehand, because they say it's a glitch. I'm not sure I believe it. You were able to see other people's account data. They could see yours. You could order things on someone else's account name. And all you had to do was log in as yourself. And then presto, new account. It's like Secret Santa. Oh, maybe they were just trying Secret Santa. You know, you log in and you're like, I don't know who this guy is, but this game's on his wish list. Maybe I'll buy it.
I don't know who this guy is, but I bet he'd really love Leisure Suit Larry 3D.
I don't know who this guy is, but his credit card number is too good to pass up. So yeah, that was the thing that happened.
Since it's got 5 twos in it.
Oh my gosh, that's like the magic. It was bad.
His name's Harvey. His name's Harvey, and there's this many twos.
And his last name is actually Wallbanger. Are you kidding me?
I'm gonna get him 3 copies of Batman Arkham Knight. Because if I'm gonna get you a game, I'm gonna get you a game that doesn't work.
Oh yeah, welcome to our 4th nominee.
Man, gaming had a bad year.
It did. Batman Arkham Knight.
Comparatively,
yes.
I've already said all there is to say about the game, but the fact that people bought it and can't even still, to this day, can't even get it to run.
I think one of the favorite things I read about it, I was reading, because it was a very snarky article about PC Master Race, which, quite honestly, PC is still one of the best.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like you don't condemn all of flying because of one plane wreck. You don't condemn all of PC gaming because of one poorly done game. But the guy finally got it to work on his computer. And he had a Windows 10 machine. And he had to have 16 gig of RAM to run it on his Windows 10 when minimum said 8. He had to double. And... That was minimum. The recommended was 10 gig, recommended to run it. He needed 16.
When you keep in mind that the Xbox One and the PS4 have, 6 gig of RAM or something like that?
8.
8, okay. So they've got the bare minimum. They were able to run it just fine.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't save the game, but they were able to run it. Wow.
Well, the game wasn't broken.
No.
There were gameplay decisions made that ruined the experience for you.
Your dislike of the Tank Man mission.
Arkham World of Tanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from that, you did say that as Batman, the game was great.
Yes, as a when you're not in the tank doing tank things, then it's a good game. Yeah.
So I can get behind that, but when you have a game that doesn't work,
yeah,
that's a bigger problem. And for... I'm honestly surprised that there hasn't been a modding community that hasn't gotten a hold of Batman Arkham Knight and just made it amazing.
Yeah, I really am too.
And fixing it themselves. They've been doing it on it now. they've been doing it for Elder Scrolls since Elder Scrolls came to PC.
That might be an indicator of just how messed up the game was.
That's possible.
All right, so four nominees in the gaming segment, and you're going to have to listen to the movie podcast to find out who the winner of the Crystal Steamer is. But I have one more thing.
You do?
I do. You know, Chad, I felt really bad about how things went down in the movie podcast last month.
Really, you should.
Not because we held you to your obligation, but because it broke you. And I thought, I'm going to take what Chad did, the year of Disney, and try to apply it to my life. And walk 12 miles in his shoes, so to speak.
It's a really slow pace for the year.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, I don't get out a lot. So,
for Darren, that's speedy.
So, as you all know, I have like this big backlog, the pile of shame. For games that I will buy and then just forget about.
Pile of adventures yet to come.
Fine.
Hashtag Joe Winner.
Well, year of adventures.
If anybody deserves a hashtag, it's Joe.
I said I would love to have that trend on Twitter, with the real trend being, what is hashtag Joe Winner? Hashtag Joe Winner.
Yeah. Well, you heard him, folks. But, But year of adventures yet to come is kind of long. So I'm kicking off the year of shame I kicked it off with Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. One of the best Star Wars games that I have never played to completion. My wife got me a Kindle tablet. It was free, the game was, so really? I downloaded it. And the controls sucked, and it was ugly, and I didn't finish it. So instead... I hopped on my Xbox One and I went into the games with gold stuff that I'd claimed but never played. Child of Light.
Child of Light.
This is an RPG that came out in 2014.
Is this the one that the cover looks like a little tiny girl child that is actually made of light?
Kinda, yeah.
Holding a sword, Mark Hamill style?
Yeah. Yeah.
From the original poster of Star Wars.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's light. And
yeah, all right.
But,
lens flary. And,
Fair enough.
It looks almost J.J. Abrams-esque. Almost.
So for those who missed it, Child of Light launched in April 2014 on every platform but the 3DS for some reason. Turn-based RPG, fantasy world, very storybookish feel. Like all the character dialogues and conversations happen in rhyme. It can be distracting but entertaining in time.
Oh, no.
See what I did there? Talking about the girl with red hair?
Oh.
The skin so fair?
Oh.
I'll stop now.
Anybody want a peanut?
And how?
All right, so you know, I really don't know why it took me so long to get this one, because everyone I know who tried it loved it. And maybe the idea was too childish for my totally mature tastes.
Says the man wearing unicorn rainbows.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe I was burnt out on RPGs. Maybe it was the fact that 2014 was busy for me and 2015 also had a whole hell of a lot of good games. But either way, yes, Child of Light lives up to the hype. It's a legit good game. Art style is fantastic. It mixes darkness with light in some compelling and breathtaking ways. Really does feel like you're taking part in a fantastic, whimsical tale. And each of the characters you meet along the way are colorful. They're varied enough to be likable for different reasons. It's really the first RPG I remember where I actually wanted to use every character and not just ignore a couple. And I'm looking at you, Irvine, from Final Fantasy VIII. You shotgun-wielding, trench coat-wearing dumbass. It helps that each of your party members are actually useful in their own way. The gameplay is kind of turn-based RPG and kind of not. There's this little meter at the bottom of the screen that shows when you're going to attack, when your enemy is, etc. But if you attack when your enemy is in a certain part of the bar, it kicks them back. So you can basically juggle someone and they'll never get to fight back. It's great. The story was really good. A couple twists I didn't see coming. During the boss fights, you can swap out your characters at will, and all of your characters gain experience points at the same time, so you're not sabotaging yourself. You know, games like Child of Light are really why I'm doing this whole year of backlog thing. It's a gem. I really didn't realize I missed out on it, so if you haven't picked it up, you enjoy RPGs, fix that as soon as possible. Get Child of Light post-haste.
Sounds like you had a good time with it.
I did have a good time. What were you doing over there on your phone?
Nothing. Finish the segment.
All right. Well, that's really all I had. So we'll wrap up. Don't forget to download the movie segment if you want to know who wins the Crystal Steamer. Don't forget to check out Child of Light. You can do so now. One easy way is through GameStop, which we'll have a link on our review at deepcavepodcast.com.
Oh, hey, speaking of GameStop, real quick, got a GameStop-related story.
Okay, go.
Went in a couple weeks before Christmas, going to get myself a little something because, well, I deserve it.
You do.
Yeah, I do.
You do.
Found a copy of DuckTales Remastered, used. Thought, what the hell, $15. I can dig it.
It's a good game.
It is. It really is. Not any easier than the original.
No. No, it
just
is not. Yeah.
Just prettier. Mm. So I go up to the counter and I hand the guy the game and he's like, oh, DuckTales. And, woo. Yeah, me, him, and the guy behind him all did the woo thing together, and the two guys behind the counter stopped, looked at me, and collectively flipped their shit that I did it with them. I'm like, yeah, these are my people.
You can't bring that into my place and not get me to do that with you. So
yeah, in fact, what I told them was, don't start it if you don't expect me to finish it.
Don't start, nothing won't be nothing.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, it's nice to go into a gaming store like GameStop and have a positive experience with people who understand their clientele.
I'm just excited you got a game. It's been a while, man.
Shut up.
It's been a while. That's all I'm saying.
Screw you and the unicorn sweater you wrote in on. Yes, right. He's wearing a unicorn sweater, folks.
It was Christmas gift. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, Justin will cool off, and we'll do the movie segment, more of the Crystal Steamer Awards as well. So please download the movie segment right now on iTunes or Stitcher, and we'll see you when you do.